So what got me interested in the task force is that I very regularly report on the meetings that the department has. They're called ComStat meetings, where they assess the their progress each week. They look at crime trends and so forth, and that's also where they deploy officers. And one of the first things I learned was when a police district has a persistent problem, if it was a rash of armed robberies, that would be a common example. Sometimes it would be a rash of home burglaries, even a rash of auto break-ins. Sort of the way that they address the problem is they have what they call a task force that they then assign to the area where that problem is happening. So any given night, the task force is told, you focus on these six blocks. And you would have the regular patrol officers who respond to calls. If you call 911, then that's who you see. You have the detectives who try to solve the crimes, and then the task forces who would try to essentially prevent crimes.
Right. It's a preventative measure. It's a deterrent. And yet this task force has been diminished. And why is that?
Well, all of these categories of police officers have been diminished. The department has shrunk 400 or 500 officers over the last 5 years, and nobody likes it. 4 or 5 years ago, the districts had essentially 3 6-man task forces, and that over time has been reduced to 2 6-man task forces, and then 1 task force of about that same size. And then now the department created a citywide task force, essentially, that drew 1 or 2 officers from each district, and they would all go to wherever they were most needed. The fear, however, is that you're left with so few officers on the individual task forces in the district that it's not uncommon for the 2nd District or the 6th District where I cover to have only a single car, task force car, patrolling for, you know, all weekend. And it's hard to even think of that as a task force in a sense. So if the pressing problem that the department sees is not in your district, then you may be left with just 1 task force car over the weekend.
You're basically saying that the district, each district has to give officers and some of its best officers to the centralized task force that then moves all around the city.
Right.
That means that when the people go to work in other parts of the city, there are fewer people to do this preventative and deterrent work at home, basically.
Right. As I looked at, for example, the Mardi Gras parades in years past, I've regularly reported on, you know, really high numbers of guns being taken off of the streets during them. Mardi Gras parades, especially right around the parade route, which I think is something that the New Orleanians count on, you know, I mean, really, and that wasn't happening very much this year. The entire first weekend went without a gun being taken off the parade route, for example, and not until the night of the Muses parade shooting was there another, you know, an actual individual gun case made. And
It wasn't that there were fewer people bringing guns to the parade route necessarily. Yeah. It was just that there were fewer officers available to look for them.
That's right. This new task force, the centralized task force, has 16 members, and they send 8 of them to the French Quarter every day. The other 8 go out and, you know, into the districts. And Deputy Chief Bardi, when I spoke to him last week for our article, he was very forthright in saying, you know, as we recruit officers back, as we're successful in recruiting, we intend to build these task forces back to their former strength. So I think it's hard for the officers on the street maybe to feel that yet, but in fact, they told me for this recent article that they're actually bringing in an outside consultant to help specifically with manpower issues of retention, which I am hearing more and more from officers has to be a high priority.
But a diminished force has a harder time retaining officers because they feel more exposed.
That's
and
right.
Potentially more in danger.
That's right.
Robert Morris is reporter with Uptown Messenger. He wrote about NOPD task forces for The Gambit. Thanks so much.
Thank you.